Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. Yes, there are toxic chemicals all around in consumer products we use every day, in our environment, in our homes, but we don't have to be exposed to them. We don't have to get sick from them. We can choose non-toxic products. We can choose to remove toxic things from our homes and toxic chemicals from our bodies and live the happy, fulfilling, productive life that we want. And that's what this show's about. It's Thursday, May 30th, 2013. I'm here in Clearwater, Florida. And today we're going to talk about cookware, which is actually one of my most frequently asked questions. People want to know what they should cook in. There's a lot of information about toxic chemicals in cookware, which we're going to talk about today. But there is also safe dinnerware, safe cookware, I should say. But before I get to my guests, I just want to tell you a little story about my experience with cooking. I've been cooking many, many years since I was 6 years old. And I used to cook a lot of foods that were actually not very good for me. And I've eaten a lot of junk food in my life. But several years ago, I decided that I was going to go for 1 month cooking, only eating food that I cooked myself. And that I was not going to eat any packaged foods or go to any restaurants or eat any takeout, not even from the natural food store, but that I would only eat food that I cooked myself. And, you know, I consider my health to be pretty good, but the difference in my health after that month was just stunning in terms of how I felt, the energy that I had, and some of my minor annoying symptoms went away. And it made such an impression on me that I continued to cook and cook and cook and cook. And so, of course, you need cookware, unless you're on a raw diet, of course. But recently, I've been very, very busy and haven't had my usual time to prepare my own food. And so the eating out started sneaking back in. And I've noticed, even in a short period of time, that my health is not as good as when I cook on my own. So this is one of the reasons why it's so important to have good cookware, to be buying fresh ingredients, and to know how to cook, to know how to put together tasty dishes that you want to eat. So today my guest is Rich Bergstrom from CeramCore, makers of Extrema ceramic cookware, which is my favorite cookware and the cookware that I use every day. It's made from ceramic material through and through. Thanks for being with us, Rich.
Hi, Deborah. It's a pleasure being on your show again. And you're one of my favorite people. I know we've had a relationship for the last 4 or 5 years, and I'm a big proponent of what you've done, and I'm just glad to be on the show.
Thank you. I'm really glad to have you, too. When Rich said, I'm glad to be on your show again, I actually had an earlier version a few years ago of Toxic Free Talk Radio, and this is now a new version. So if you're looking online for another show with Rich as a guest, it's not there. So we're just going to start over. But, yes, I've known Rich. Haven't we known each other almost since the beginning of your company?
Yes. The company we started... I started in 2004 with the testing of this new ceramic material, but didn't really launch the company until 2008. And at that time is when our relationship started.
Yes, yes, and I am very happy to be recommending your cookware and using it every day. Well, let's start by just having you tell us what made you interested in creating healthy cookware.
Well, you know,
why is that important to you?
I guess it was by accident. I worked for Corning Consumer Products, started in 1978, and they were the manufacturer of Corningware, Visions Cookware, Corel, and Pyrex ovenware. And I had a 23-year work experience with them, so I grew up in the ceramics business, and all of my cooking was always done with Corningware. And then Corning sold their company in 1997, and they stopped making the Corningware material. But what was interesting about Corningware is that is a glass ceramic. So the one key factor of glass, it's completely non-toxic, and it's somewhat durable, but it doesn't heat very well. And when we started this company, when I started looking at different materials that would work well on the stove, that led me to Asia, where they have a 5,000-year history working with ceramics. And I was fortunate enough to work with several scientists and engineers over there that developed a new type of ceramic material, unlike Corningware, that glass ceramic actually retracts the heat. It doesn't absorb energy. So we needed to make inorganic ceramic compounds and minerals that could be mixed together and make a cookware that would absorb heat similar to metal cookware. And it took us 3 years. And in 2008, we were able to come up with the product that we're selling now called Extremer. And what makes it so exciting is, and I did know this at the time, because we wanted to come up with a ceramic material that would also go in a microwave, would go in a steamer oven, would go under the broiler, refrigerator, freezer, and go to the table, similar to Corningware. And having worked in a restaurant business many years during college, I know in the back end, what they call where the food is prepared, all of the chefs and the prep people work with either stainless steel or aluminum cookware. Yet in the front end, or where the food is served, everything is served on either porcelain or stoneware ceramic plates. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. So the question there is, why do you cook on metal and why do you serve on ceramic? And the reason is metal is very durable, and therefore it can take the abuse in the industrialized kitchen in a restaurant, but yet they're not serving on metal cookware. So I said, you know what, there's got to be a reason for that. So I found a laboratory in Pennsylvania and in 2007 started testing various types of metal cookware. And there's a standardized test that they do for extracting lead and heavy metals. And it's not a test that I invented. The laboratory, they do this with all different types of product. And the results that we found out was pretty astounding, most metal cookware, even quality stainless steel, when they performed this testing, would prove that it was actually leaching, you know, chromium or nickel or iron or aluminum or yeah. copper into the food during the cooking process. And we weren't even looking for that. We just thought it might be something to test. And when I saw those results, a light went off, and I said I wanted to contact Dr. McCullough, who is a big proponent of healthy living, just like you are. But he was selling a line of cast iron cookware, and I tested his cookware as well, and I found out that it wasn't as healthy as he thought it was, because nobody's ever tested metal cookware. Mm-hmm. So I developed a relationship with Dr. McCullough, and we also make the cookware for Dr. McCullough. And we're very proud of that relationship. I mean, he's been very good for our business, and he believes in non-toxic cookware, and he also believes in ceramic cookware. And so from my relationship with Dr. McCullough and then getting involved with you, we changed our whole focus of our business to healthy ceramic cooking as well as versatility. So since that time frame, what has been really interesting is there have been a lot of studies, and if you look on our website, and you're a big proponent of this too, there's a tremendous amount of information available on our website, not by us, by other people who are experts in the field who have tested the toxicity of metal leaching in the food and some of the ramifications that can have on your autoimmune system. Dr. Barnard, who was just on Dr. Oz, did a wonderful show about Alzheimer's, how 50% of the people by the time they're 85 years of age will end up with Alzheimer's. And most of that is from the leaching of heavy metal from cookware and the foods that we eat. And they actually have a very, there's a video on our website that will I think it's like a 30-minute video that you can watch, the consumers can watch. And this is something that we're finding out from a lot of other experts in the field. We like to think we're the experts in making high-quality cookware, but we're not the experts when it comes to testing and leaching a heavy metal. We leave that to the scientists and the people who are...
I'm sorry, Rich, I need to interrupt you because if I don't, they're going to cut you off.
Yes,
we need
sure
to
can.
Go to our commercial break.
Okay.
And you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we're here today with my guest, Rich Bergstrom from CeramCore, makers of Extrema ceramic cookware, the cookware that I use every day. And, Rich, before the break, you were talking about studies on your website that show testing, but I'm on your website and I'm not finding them. Can you tell me where to look for them?
Yeah, you have to go, and I don't have my website in front of me. You go to the product section about us, and then it goes down, you scroll down, and you'll see testing, though. It should be testing of Extrema products, and it showed up various reports. There's a whole bunch of PDF files of testing of not only our products, but then all of our competitors' products, and we don't list their names. We don't believe in doing that, but we show the various types of cookware, whether it's cast iron or aluminum or stainless steel. And
I see it now. If anybody who's listening who wants to go see this at their website, across the top there's a menu. It says About, and then when you hover over that, there's another menu comes down. And you want to click on product testing, and that takes you to a page that has an index of articles. Here's one about the making of steel, hidden dangers in metal cookware, stainless steel drinkware. That's by me. Alzheimer's disease. Is your cookware killing you? Lots of stuff to read on this page. And there's also, you have a lot of wonderful information on your website. I'm looking here in the left-hand column, there's a little graphic that looks like a piece of film. It says, watch the Extrema videos. And when you go there, there's information about you can watch the videos about there's your heating up pans and they're not melting and things like that. It's actually quite a lot of interesting information you have here. So I think where were we? Were we talking about that you wanted to make a material that gave the qualities of being able to hold the heat like metal, but that you wanted to have it also be clean like glass. And I'd just like to interject that for those who don't know that glass is made from silica, which is basically sand.
Yes.
It's an abundant material. It's completely non-toxic. And I do know that sometimes toxic things can be mixed with ceramics to have various characteristics like lead in glazes and things like that. But your ceramic is designed to be no toxic chemicals, no metals. It's just ceramic, correct?
Right. Yeah. And what makes a difference with our product when you manufacture different types of metal? First of all, there are a lot of companies out there today. They say that their cookware is green. It might be a metal, it might be aluminum cookware, or stainless steel. And now a lot of people are getting away from the non-stick coatings that were people are familiar with Teflon and POFA and PTFE. And those are different types of polymers that were put in chemical synthetics that were put on metal cookware that would make it non-stick so it would be easy to clean. And now a lot of companies have gone to a new type of ceramic coating on metal cookware, which does not have PTFE or POFA. It's called a SOGEL coating, but it is a synthetic material. And And what yeah, we've tell, been tell finding
us,
out
tell us
because
more
we,
about this. Tell us more about this because I see different things being labeled in different ways.
Right.
And a lot of them will say it's a ceramic coating, but
right.
that doesn't really say what it is. And
yes.
and I'm always every time I see some greenish name on a skillet, I look for it in a store and I touch it. And some of them feel very much like plastics. Some of them feel very slippery. Like I mentioned, Green Gourmet a lot. Cuisinart's Green Gourmet. I have a couple of their skillets. But what I've found over time is that the shininess and the slipperiness of the finish wears down. And yours does not. Your pan is the same as it was the day I got it. And when I first got my Green Gourmet pans, I thought, oh, I can cook eggs in this without fat. And they would just slide around in the pan. It was very easy. And after a couple of years, I have to put as much butter in the pan as any other pan, that it really loses its effectiveness. So do tell us about these other ceramic finishes.
Oh, okay. What is happening? And that's a great question. And you put up a perfect example. These new ceramic coatings have only been on the market for about 3 to 4 years, where the Teflon coatings, believe it or not, the PTFE coatings, it's a plastic type polymer that is sprayed on, and those coatings are basically safe unless you heat them over 500 degrees, and that's when they have break down and it causes toxicity, and a lot of people unfortunately cook on higher heat than they should. So those coatings have a tendency to break down, but the original Teflon coatings that were on most of the cookware had a life expectancy up about 3 to 4 years. These new ceramic coatings that have just been coming out in the last 2 to 3 years, in all honesty, and a lot of the manufacturers won't tell you this, but I know because I've been involved with some of these coating companies, they really only last about 6 months because they're so new. And the problem is when you're dealing with ceramics, ceramic material is harder than steel. And what I mean by that, it's not necessarily stronger, but the material itself is harder. And that's so when you put a ceramic coating, which is a hard material, on metal, which is softer than ceramic, it's not going to bond as well, and it's not going to last as long. And so when you talk with these companies and you ask them what this SoGel, it's a silicone type base, synthetic mixed with ceramic materials, but you can't really get a true answer as to what that coating is made of. And I think the difference between what we're doing at CeramCor and what other cookware companies is the accountability. I think we...
And I need to interrupt you again. I'm sorry, because you have to go to the break. But we'll talk more about that after this message. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Rich Bergstrom from CeramCor, makers of Extrema ceramic cookware. You can go to their website at extrema.com. That begins with an X, extrema.com. This is a cookware that I use every day, and I'm extremely happy with it. I've been using it for, 5 years. That's as long since I got it when you started the company, and it is in good a condition today as it was the day I got it. I'm extremely happy with it. So before the break, Rich, you were telling us about the difference between the ceramic coatings on metal cookware that are being used today and your Extrema cookware.
Yes, and my point was that we get a lot of calls from consumers and emails, and they ask us about our product, and then we point them on a website where we have our test results, and we believe in total transparency and accountability, and that's why we probably have more information on our website about testing than all of the cookware manufacturers combined. And And we just believe that it's better to tell a customer exactly how our product is made, why we believe our product is green, as opposed to metal cookware, because the manufacturing of metal, which is a necessary product, we understand that. But when there is a metal manufacturing company that makes cookware that says their product is green because they put a ceramic coating on it, would be like me saying there's a landfill, there's a toxic landfill, and I put a green bamboo fence around a landfill. That does not make the landfill green. That just makes the fence green. So if there's a metal manufacturer out there and they call their cookware Green Pan or Greenic, that really, I don't mean to use this word, but that really is scamming, because that's taking a ceramic coating that has not been tested or proven, and they're putting that on metal cookware, which is not green. So there's a lot of misinformation about what is green, and the manufacturing of ceramics, all different types of ceramics, local potters, the dinnerware companies, that is green because they use natural fired kilns. There's no toxicity and no pollution to the environment or to the worker in ceramics factories, as opposed to the manufacturing of metal. So there's a lot of misinformation, and probably the one thing that really upset me the most when we were finding out about the difference between ceramics and metal cookware, I spent a lot of times with various doctors. I've had some health issues like yourself, and I had a lot of heavy metal in my system that I had to detox several times, and what I found out is that there are a lot of doctors, when I would go to a doctor with my wife, and the doctor would say, well, if you're low in iron, you should cook in cast iron, because the iron that you have from your metal cookware would be good for you. And I said, well, that doesn't really kind of make a lot of sense to me. I said, there's got to be some documentation on it. And then having done some testing and asking doctors and really finding out the truth that there's really two different kinds of iron, and really cooking in cast iron is the biggest fallacy. The truth is that iron comes in ferrous and ferric form, and that our bodies cannot assimilate the iron or ferric iron from cast iron cookware. It's actually what the term the doctors use is, it's not bioavailable, meaning when you right. eat healthy food, it goes to your cellular level, and it becomes bioavailable, and it's actually good for you. But if you cook your food in toxic metal cookware, if it's a poor quality aluminum cookware or cast iron, that metal is absorbed into the food, and then you absorb it into your body, but it can actually do damage if you have autoimmune problems. And a lot of people really don't have the information about how toxic some of the poor quality aluminum cookware or cast iron cookware can be, and actually can you get the metal taste in your food. So that really,
yes.
That doesn't happen when you cook with ceramics, because there's no metal in ceramics, and it's made of inorganic natural minerals, so there'll be no leaching into your food during the whole cooking process.
It feels the food. One of the things that I noticed, being somebody who loves to cook, is that I have tried different types of cookware, and food tastes different. You can cook exactly the same food in different cookware made of different materials, and it will taste different. And I especially found that out when I was trying to figure out what to cook my eggs in. And I was very impressed that your cookware is very neutral, that it doesn't give any metallic taste mm-hmm. or any taste at all of anything. It just is the food. And it feels good. I also want to make sure that we mention, I'm kind of going up on a tangent here, but I want to make sure that we mention that ceramics has thousands of years of history. I mean, isn't ceramics like making a pot and cooking something in it? Isn't that one of the first forms of cookware?
This
is ceramic.
You go back 8,000 years. If you even go back into biblical time, the first pots that they cooked in was clay, and then they went through the Bronze Age and metal, clay was obviously it's an abundant material, and from that the pottery goes, you know, dating back thousands of years, mainly in China. You can trace it back to 8,000 years, going back to the Ming and the Tang Dynasty. So that the finest ceramics in the world to this day, with an 8,000 year history, come from Asia, and even more so than Europe or the United States. The United States is only really about a 150-year history in the manufacturing of ceramics. So a lot of people ask us, Rich, why do you make your product in China as opposed to the United States?
I was going to ask you that.
and I would like to say we could make it in the United States, but unfortunately there's only three ceramics factories left in the United States, and they make dinnerware. And I've had conversations with them. They just don't have the materials. They do not have the artisans, the craftsmen that could make our product. So we really, there's no other alternative than to make our product in China, because it takes about 20, 21 days. Our product is all handmade, and the artisans have been in China making ceramics going back 8,000 years. So the technology, the materials, the way the product is made, the manufacturing facilities are more conducive to making our product in Asia than it would be in the United States. It would be cost prohibitive for me to be able to train people and take years in the factory. It would take me probably 10 years to get a factory to be able to make the same quality product that we make in our factory in China. So that's why our product is made where it is.
Good. We're going to take another break.
Okay.
You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lundad. My guest is Rich Bergstrom from CeramCore. We're talking about Extrema ceramic cookware, and we'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lundad, and I'm here today with my guest, Rich Bergstrom from CeramCore, makers of Extrema ceramic cookware. And their website is extrema.com, and that starts with the letter extrema.com. And if you haven't ever seen their cookware, go to their website and take a look at it, because it's absolutely beautiful. It really does go from oven to table as a beautiful serving piece, in addition to being healthy. And I just love the way the food tastes that comes out of these pots. It's delicious. So, Rich, tell us, briefly, how the cookware is made. Like, you start with what, and then what happens?
It's basically like all stoneware type material, any type of ceramic material. You take minerals from the earth's crust, and that could be, and I'm going to throw around some terms that are not very familiar, but it's kaolinite, it's clay, it's sand, it's quartzite, petalite. They're inorganic minerals from the earth's crust that are mixed in the different combinations, and the formula that we use gives it its thermal properties. So our cookware can withstand temperatures up to 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit. So that means if you're using our cookware on top of the stove and you put it in the sink, that it's not going to crack. But that's very similar to Corningware, was very famous for that as well. So it had that very good thermal properties, where it can go from one extreme to the other, and that became very important to us, because people, you could take it from the stove, you can put it, then bring it to it was attractive enough to go to the kitchen table, and then if you wanted, you could put it in the freezer, and then you wouldn't have to worry about transporting it to a different type of vessel to go from the stove to the freezer. It could all be done in one. So our cookware became very versatile and multifunctional, and now in various parts of Asia, what the type of cooking that they're doing there. They do a lot of steam cooking. So in the United States, steamer ovens are starting to become popular now, but even more so in Asia. So our cookware is absolutely wonderful. If you use a steamer oven, it's actually perfect. I just found out last year that the number one appliance sold in the United States last year is toaster ovens. So we're coming out with different shapes and sizes that will fit a toaster oven, because why turn on a big oven at 450 degrees when it can heat your whole kitchen, when you could use a toaster oven? You can get a high quality toaster oven for $49 to $69. You can cook a 12 inch pizza or a 1-quart or 2-quart casserole, and you don't have to heat up your whole kitchen, and it's much more functional. So we're designing products that will go in a toaster oven, and then if you have a microwave, some people like using microwaves, some people don't. I prefer using the top of the stove, the oven, or a toaster oven more so than a microwave. But there are people that do water-based cooking in a microwave, and they find that our products work extremely well there. And you wouldn't put a metal product in a microwave oven, and you really wouldn't if you put it in a toaster oven. Once that metal heats up, then you start pulling some of the metal components into your food. So when you heat metal, you're actually extracting the metal into your food. But when you cook on ceramics, and not only our cookware, but any other ceramic cookware or bakeware, you're not going to pull any heavy metals into the food, because it's basically non-porous and it doesn't have any metals in it. So it's a much healthier product. And it, like you said, and you're an expert on that. I mean, you know more about toxicity than probably anybody in this country, and
Thank
written
you.
A lot about that. And you're an expert, so that's why we found you, and we sort of worked together, because we found as we developed this product, we were going after customers who were very educated about health, who were concerned about their health, wanted to live longer, were very educated about nutrition and working out and exercising, and those are the people that are attracted to ceramic cooking, because they're very much aware of their environment, their health, and you know the whole toxicity of our planet and how we live. So it's been really eye-opening for us, because when we started this business, we just wanted to make a product that we thought was going to be pretty cool, that was neat, that could work on top of the stove, and it moved us in a completely different direction to the whole health and green aspect of our cookware. And we've been really blessed with a really good following of people that really understand what we're trying to do, and you know, we just appreciate all the support that the people like yourself and others have given us over the last 4 or 5 years.
Well, I'm very happy that you're there, because I do think that this is, if you look at the whole entire picture of the product, I do think it's the greenest product and the in terms of cookware, and the least toxic product for people who are, you know, just eating it. If you're not even concerned about the environment, but just eating healthy food, if you're going to cook your food, this is the safest and healthiest way to do it that I've been able to determine. I just want to tell the listeners some of the different pieces you have available, and which pieces I have and how useful they are. I have the, 12-inch skillet. It's a pretty big one.
Yes.
And then I also have 3 nested pots, and they do nest. So I put them in a drawer, and they don't take up space. And they come with lids. And then I also have the wok, which I totally adore. I would say that if people could only buy one piece of your cookware, I would recommend the wok, because it can be a skillet or it can be a pot. And it's big enough that I can make soup in it. You know, you can make a one-pot meal.
Right. Yep.
And yet you can also stir-fry in it. It's the most versatile one. But I make beans every week. I bake beans every week. And I just put the beans, I work at home, so I can just leave something in the oven all day. And I just started in the morning and put the beans in and cover them with water. Put them in the oven, 300 degrees, 4 or 5 hours later, I've got perfectly cooked beans. And it's really nice to just, they're easy to clean. I wouldn't call these non-stick, because to me a non-stick pan means that you can cook anything in them and it won't stick. Eggs will stick. You need to use some kind of butter or oil, whatever you want, in order to cook scrambled eggs or fried eggs or whatever. But I can tell you that if you just let the pan sit in water for a couple of minutes, they're extremely easy to clean. It's not like a metal pan or pot where you have to scrub and scrub and scrub and scrub. And they don't scratch. So, you know, I don't have scratched up pots. They just really, I keep saying this over and over, but it's an impressive thing that my pots and pans look exactly like they looked the first day that I got them. I also have a, what do you call it? A tea pottle?
We call it a tea pottle. It's kind of a funny kind of a name, but there's teaware and there's teapots. In the serving of tea, normally people would use a metal or a stainless steel teapot, and then they would pour that into a porcelain or a ceramic teapot to serve in, and that's basically how people would serve tea. They wouldn't serve it right from the metal teapot, but so we call it a teapot because it's a teapot and
a kettle,
both the tea and a kettle. So it's two combined. So we kind of came up with that catchy phrase. So we actually the first company to make a teapot that can go on top of the stove and boil water out of ceramic and not crack, because you couldn't do that with porcelain or stoneware. And really, when you're boiling water, you know, most of the teapots out there are really made of a low gauge aluminum, a real thin gauge aluminum, and that's probably the most toxic thing to boil water in. So not only that, you're heating, you're boiling the water, and then you're extracting the metal into your water, and then you're going to make a green tea or a healthy white or black tea, and now suddenly you have water that has heavy metal in it. It kind of defeats the purpose of drinking tea, which is a very healthy product to drink. So with ceramics, you don't have that issue because there's no leaching.
Yes, and so your tea pottle just sits on my stove, and it's very clean and hygienic. And when I want to make my green tea, which is about every day, I just fill it up, and it very quickly boils the water. Just put my tea bags in, and then I make iced green tea, and then I have my iced green tea for the rest of the day. I'm sorry to say we're at the end of our time. This time has just flown by, and it's been so interesting to be talking about all this cookware. It really is something that I think every kitchen, if a family wants to be healthy, we need healthy cookware. We need to be cooking ourselves. We need to know how to cook and enjoy cooking. And I certainly have been enjoying cooking with my Extrema cookware. So go to Extrema.com. It's Xtrema, and take a look. I'm Deborah. They're going to cut us off. I'm sorry.
If I could say one thing, if you type in, if you go to our website, and you can get an extra 10% discount by using your name, Debra, and a number 10, and you get an additional 10% discount.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, and where we talk about thriving in a toxic world.